What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. I just wanted to take a minute before we begin the show to remind folks to check out PatriotSwitch.com. This is an incredible company. Click the link in the description and begin your journey. Make the switch today to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company that shares your value system and that doesn't funnel your hard-earned money directly into cabal evil operations that we all know are designed to destroy us. This company has a retention rate of well over 90% for a reason, folks. Because once people make the switch, once they discover how good the products are, once they get a sense for how good the customer service is, and they experience all the different perks associated with making the switch that are too incredible to walk away from, a vast majority of people never set foot inside of Walmart or Target or any of the big box conglomerates to purchase the items that they need to keep their lives going and support their families. Make the switch today, folks. PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description. And God bless. All right, everybody. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is October 30th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to provide a situation analysis report, and I'm going to talk about some of the recent developments, some of the recent statements that the insiders have made, and give you my take, my perspective on where I think we are right now and what we're likely to encounter in the days and weeks ahead, because certainly we are in a critical moment right now. We are about a week out, a little more than a week before midterms. And we've been talking about the midterms from multiple different angles. My last podcast, I even dubbed it as the big ticket item, in a sense, because so much is hinging upon the midterm elections from so many different angles. And all parties have so much to lose and so much to gain, depending upon how this midterm election cycle goes. Are we actually going to have an election? Is there going to be some major event that transpires in the coming days that forces the election to be sidelined, to be tabled, to be canceled, to be postponed? We don't know. We really don't. We have people that are very credible on all sides of this issue who have very different opinions. But regardless of whether or not the midterms move forward, I happen to believe that the White Hats have contingency plans and know exactly what to do depending upon how the cabal decides to operate in these final moments before this critical period in history. Now, there's so much going on geopolitically, and obviously folks know that I happen to believe that this is a pantomime. I happen to believe that the White Hats are in control of the chessboard. I think part of the illusion right now is that the cabal still has an immense amount of power and so many different moves to make. I do believe that the White Hats and the enemy both want us confused because they want fog of war in order to carry out their operations. And we've talked about the importance of this for such a long time. And the way it looks right now, you've got the 101st Airborne. The other day I reported that they were in Poland, and that was based upon a report that I had seen by Q the Storm Rider. But you've got 107 saying that they are, in fact, in Romania. But regardless, we've got the 101st Airborne, which is, everybody knows, one of the top fighting forces, one of the top units in the United States military, that has transferred their headquarters over to Europe for the first time since World War II. And this has got a lot of people wondering, because we've been talking all along about the military, military being the only way, and of course that Trump is the commander-in-chief, and that Biden's not really in control of the military. We've been talking about the divisions, that there are portions of the military that are loyal to the cabal, to Biden. Now, my take on this, folks, quite honestly, is that this is all fog of war. I happen to believe that the 101st is in Romania or Poland or wherever they are right now in order to carry out alliance operations. And I think that all of this posturing And all of this theater is exactly that. That really, Russia and the United States and China and North Korea, and I happen to believe Iran as well, are all working behind the scenes as a part of this alliance to go after the remaining cabal strongholds. And yes, I do happen to believe that they're out there. I still believe there are biolabs in Taiwan and many underground facilities probably in that area as well that need to be taken out. Certainly there are areas in South Africa that still need to be taken out. I mean, this war is not entirely over yet. And yes, there are still kinetic battles that need to be fought, but the way that this is being portrayed, this buildup to World War III, is entirely driven by the remnants of the enemy. Or perhaps it could be the White Hats showing you a simulation of what the enemy wanted to do. But either way, this is being portrayed as a buildup toward World War III, presumably because that's what the cabal always wanted. They've always wanted World War III because that is the best way for them to escape justice. And we've talked about this multiple times. They want chaos. They want blood on the streets. They want civil war. They want world war. They want nuclear war. That's if nukes actually do exist. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out on that one. But they want war. So they're pushing this narrative and all of these geopolitical events that are happening, which I happen to believe behind the scenes is the alliance in full control going after cabal strongholds. They're painting this picture around Ukraine that it really is the buildup toward World War III. And as Russia is preparing a full-scale land invasion of Ukraine, reportedly, we have to ask ourselves, well, what's going on here? Is it really going to be the way it's portrayed on TV? Absolutely not. The Russians are preparing to go in there as the Chinese are preparing to go into Taiwan. There's going to be this illusion of world war. But the reality is that this is a coordinated military operation. And I believe that the alliance is going full throttle at this point to take down what remains of the enemy. And of course, this is all happening, this escalation is all happening around a cabal stronghold, which is Ukraine. And of course, Taiwan is also another area. Now, it's interesting because Juan reported that, of course, we've been talking about the coup, the attempted coup that took place in China. And President Xi, sitting right next to Hu Jintao, I believe is how you pronounce it. And all of a sudden, this guy's escorted out, and we come to find out that President Xi thwarted a coup. Now, Juan is reporting that that intel to stop this attempted military coup to oust Xi from power came from Putin. And that would be very interesting if it's true, because the way Juan is suggesting this might play out is that by virtue of providing this intel to Xi, now Putin is in a position to call upon him for a favor. And as this escalation is brewing, he happens to think that from a strategic standpoint, Putin is going to say to Xi, now make your move on Taiwan. Not in a sense that he's ordering him, but that they're coordinating and also have North Korea launch another missile and have Iran start to get provocative in order to stretch our military forces very, very thin. And of course, NATO as well, which is falling apart, as we know. But the 101st in Romania or Poland, but in that neck of the woods, has been the big signal, at least according to the mainstream media, that the United States and Russia are really about to get kinetic. And I happen to believe that that is a completely false narrative. That the United States military and the Russians, because Trump is commander-in-chief, he is not going to allow the 101st Airborne to actively engage with the Russians. I do not believe this narrative. I happen to think that the 101st is there because, like I said, they're getting ready to go full throttle on the Ukraine. And they are going to absolutely wipe out whatever remains of the Khazarian mafia. And that's why I believe that the 101st is there. Now, of course, in terms of this pantomime, they're there to spark an escalation so that we can build toward this nuclear standoff that we've been expecting. And you know, at this point, I think all of the audience knows the different puzzle pieces. The financial element, the military element, the nuclear standoff, the dumbs. All of the different pieces of the puzzle, I think everybody is aware. The question is how are they going to come together? What's going to be the trigger to set it all off? Now, I happen to believe that before we have a nuclear standoff or a Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0 type of a threat, that Trump is probably going to be arrested prior to that. And this is also stemming from one's intel as well, because the way he explained it actually makes a lot of sense. Now, we've been anticipating that they're going to make a move on Trump. And according to Juan's intel, they've already had all of the paperwork and all of the documentation and all of the boxes checked off, so to speak, of everything that they have to do, because it's very complicated to take a president or former president, somebody of that high caliber, into custody. Because again, I mean, this guy's got Secret Service protection. He's got his own security detail. And if they can't just show up and attempt to make a move on Trump, there'd be a shootout. So, according to his intel, they've already set this up so that at a moment's notice, they can make a move on him. And he happens to believe that the dark side is waiting to see whether or not Hunter is going to be arrested. Now, again, folks, I happen to think this is all pantomime. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think that Hunter Biden defected. I happen to believe that he left that laptop there on purpose. And this was all set up from the beginning. And that Hunter is now playing a role for the White Hats. Doesn't mean that I think he's a great guy, but I do believe that they flipped him and that he defected. So the way Juan explains it is that they're waiting to see whether or not the White Hats are actually going to make a move on Hunter. And if they do, like Joe Biden said on his hot mic, nobody fucks with a Biden. Apparently, I didn't actually see the clip of that, but I've heard Juan talk about it multiple times. Then they're going to actually move in on Trump. Now, absolutely do I think that the White Hats are in full control directing this pantomime? You better believe it. Could I be wrong about that, folks? Absolutely. Like I said, this is just my take. But I happen to believe that they are in full control. And I think what you're going to see happen, very likely, is that Hunter is going to be taken into custody, and then they're going to make a move on Trump. Now, it could be the inverse of that, but I don't think so. I think that they are going to wait because, again, as a part of this pantomime, that will make it look as if Biden is arresting Trump. He's making a move on Trump in response to the Justice Department or whoever it is that actually arrests Hunter Biden. Now, whether or not Hunter gets arrested, I guess, is one question. And then a secondary question or a secondary lens to look at this through is, even if Hunter doesn't get arrested and they do make a move on Trump, whether it's ahead of the midterms or after the midterms, it actually serves a very important strategic goal, which would be to take Trump out of the spotlight and therefore remove him from any sense of culpability, any responsibility for what transpires after he gets arrested. And I happen to think that we're not going to see this Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0, this financial meltdown, a potential 25th Amendment move, all the different possibilities. I don't think any of them are going to transpire until Trump has been taken into custody, because as Juan explains it, that means he can't do any more rallies. That means they can't accuse him of inciting any type of civil unrest, which undoubtedly we're going to see at a certain point. And that's, of course, what they're going after Trump for, supposedly, that he is inciting an insurrection and that he's promoting all this political violence. So by taking him off the chessboard, so to speak, and having him on house arrest, and he can't do any rallies, he can't really have any communications, he can't be accused of trying to quarterback any of this chaos that we're expecting. It's actually quite brilliant when you think about it. So again, I happen to think that yes, we're going to see a financial collapse. Yes, we're going to see a military standoff, a Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. I think it's very likely that we could potentially see a 25th Amendment move. And obviously, Pelosi's been in the news yet again. Paul Pelosi, her husband, what to make of this attack? Well, there's lots of different theories, folks, but one thing is for sure, they're using this to advance this narrative about the midterms, about it being violent, too violent of an atmosphere for people to go out and feel safe at the ballot box. And then, of course, there's also Nancy, who we can't forget just traveled to Taiwan, what was it, a month or two ago, in some sort of a show of diplomacy, perhaps to try to foreshadow a Pelosi presidency. And I've talked about this as a possibility. This could be one of the gut punches that we face if they decide to pull that lever of the 25th Amendment on Biden. And we all know that Kamala isn't going to be president. And that would bring us to Pelosi, who said multiple times that before it's all over, she's going to be president. So that is a very real possibility as well. But none of this, I don't think, is going to happen until Trump is put on house arrest as a part of this movie. That way, all of the hell that follows, none of it can be pinned on him. And I think that's very, very important. Now, obviously, there are still going to be people that are going to blame Trump regardless. They're going to say, well, he incited it ahead of time, and so he's still responsible. But I do believe that, there are a whole bunch of people out there who are just these Trump-hating sycophants, but that's not the vast majority of the country. In fact, most of the people who voted for Biden were just tricked by the mainstream media, because they're the ones that established the narrative about Trump. And these people were not yet able to pierce through the veil, to see the truth. But back in 2020, that was extremely true. But in 2022, around the midterms, folks, we're dealing with a very different country than the one we were dealing with a couple of years ago. That's not to suggest that when you look across the United States, you just see nothing but awakened people. Don't get me wrong. But what you do see is a consensus of the people who are saying, no, we're not on the right track. No, we don't want to have World War III. No, we don't want to have our gas prices, our energy prices, our electric bills surge through the roof. No, we don't want to see inflation continue to climb for the highest that it's been in 40 years. No, we don't want to see this pattern continue. That doesn't mean that they're awake to the truth, but it means that the land is now fertile for a reawakening. The people are now ready for the truth. And it took a couple of years to get us to this point. That doesn't mean it's not going to be traumatic. Doesn't mean it's not going to be awful to go through this process, because it is. But it's also the moment that we're going to shine the brightest, like I talked about just the other day, like I've talked about so many times. We are on deck, folks. So everybody out there in the audience, I know that we're focusing on what's going to happen and waiting to see what the triggers are going to be. But mark my words, folks, it's going to happen one way or another. It may be tomorrow, It may be next week. It may be next month. I mean, we may have the midterms. There's lots of different possibilities here, and I've discussed them all. We may have the midterms go forward. Maybe we will see a red wave. Maybe behind the scenes, the White Hats have been able to put a whole bunch of stopgaps, a whole bunch of countermeasures in place to ensure that the 2022 elections are going to be safe and secure. Despite what we may think at this point, maybe we will see a red wave, and maybe we will see the tables flipped from within the halls of government, the investigations targeted at all of these evil individuals. That's very possible. In fact, Q the Storm Rider talked about that in one of his recent posts, that there's a reason that they haven't really dropped the hammer with all of the disclosure yet, that they're waiting for patriots to get into office, for patriots to take control, and then in 2023, there's going to be this massive counteroffensive. Now, I don't know, folks. And as you know, if you've been listening to me, I have been placing my bets, I guess, metaphorically, on something happening before the midterms to disrupt them from happening. And I've gone through all the different reasons because I do believe that both the White Hats and the Cabal have significant reasons that they don't want this election to go forward. However, that is a perspective. That's one of many different perspectives and narratives. It is possible that we could see the 2022 elections move forward. Well, what happens then? Well, maybe a lot of the same things, just in a different sequence. Maybe we will have this red wave. Maybe the Cabal will panic even more because now all of a sudden they're completely out of power, but they still have control of the presidency. And so they lash out. They arrest Trump. We could see these arrest wars. The investigations of Hunter could come into this as well. I mean, folks, all of the same things could transpire after November 8th, if we're being honest. So we have to remain fluid. And I know, believe me, I'm not trying to sell my audience on, hey, let's kick the can a little bit more. I understand that everybody out there has had it. And everyone out there wants to see an overt action. We want resolution. We don't want to have to live through this hell anymore. And let me tell you something, folks. I am right there with you. I am walking lockstep with you on that. I don't want this to go on 1 second longer than it has to. Because I'd be lying if I told you that I wasn't tired, that I wasn't frustrated, that I wasn't angry, and on certain days, disillusioned. I'm human too, and I don't have all the answers. So I just want it to be very, very clear here that I'm not some provocateur. I'm not some disinformation agent who's trying to get you to accept something. I'm just trying to look at this from the most sober perspective possible and look at all the different possibilities and do my very best on a personal level to prepare myself for them. But what I'm suggesting is that despite however I may feel, if the midterms go forward, and that's a big if at this point, but if they go forward, despite however I might feel, that doesn't change the core of my analysis unless the midterms come and we see an absolute tsunami of election theft and fraud and criminality everywhere, and they steal another election, and there is nothing done about it. Because if that happens, I have to be honest with folks, I have a difficult time seeing an angle from the White Hat perspective where that really works to our advantage. Because that is the, well, not the one, but it's one of the scenarios that I happen to think is the most dangerous and could lead us the closest to civil war. Now, who knows? Are they going to allow this midterm to be stolen again, just like in 2020? So that the people really get to the point where they're ready to take up arms, where they're ready to go to war, and then have the military come in? That is a very, very dangerous game to play. Because if you get the people, the American patriots out there, to the point where they're ready to pick up their weapons, I mean, that is a very, that's a razor's edge right there. And I don't think, personally, I don't think the White Hats want to get that close, because once a civil war gets going in America, and I'm talking about a real one, I'm not talking about some contrived situation where it's the military taking out pockets of Antifa. I'm talking about a real civil war. If that, God forbid, ever kicked off, they're not going to be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube. And that's the one scenario, quite frankly, that scares me. That if we see another election and we don't see any intervention, and then all of a sudden, there's just this kind of universal drop-off where people just say, all right, that's it, and they're ready to go to war, because that is a real possibility. And I pray to God that that doesn't happen. I would much rather see some sort of major event transpire before the election even. This nuclear false flag, because that's what I do believe it's going to be. I would rather see that than to see us get that close to a civil war. Now, Juan has said that we're going to get really close to a civil war and the military is going to step in to stop it. But I just hope that they know what they're doing, because the American people, the people all over the world, are angry as hell. And here in America, we're armed to the teeth. And that's really not a good combination. So if they steal it again, Katie, bar the door, folks, because at that point, you know, we're in some real trouble. And I really pray that we don't actually get to that point. Now, if we have the election, like I said, and we have a red wave, and it goes in a different direction that I didn't expect, but one that ultimately benefits all of us, that's all I care about. I don't care so much about being right in my analysis. At the end of the day, I want victory. That's what matters to me. And even if we have a path to victory that I haven't seen, or I, in my analysis, I haven't really thought of, well, okay, so be it. I can live with that. I just want victory for humanity. And I do believe that we are going to have it, folks. I can taste it. And yes, I talk about all of these different possibilities, but at the end of the day, my faith and my money ultimately is on the White Hats being in full control and knowing just how far they can push and no farther. And so whatever happens around the midterms undoubtedly is going to be critical, whether they're interrupted or depending upon what the outcome is. It's going to be a critical moment for the direction of this country and really the direction of the world. And Juan talked about Bill Gates, you know, in sort of a tongue-in-cheek moment, talking about him as Nostradamus. You know, the fact that he was able to predict COVID and have this big conference about it and make all of these patents before it ever even showed up, just to kind of set up the next prediction that Bill Gates made. Well, the most recent one, I should say, is that, yeah, we're going to have the midterm elections and it's going to be a hung election. Whatever that means, because that could mean different things, but ultimately that it's going to be contested and the country is so heavily divided that there's going to be a civil war. Now, do I really think that that's Bill Gates? No, absolutely not. I think it's an actor. But again, the point is that they are attempting, or the White Hats are showing us either way, how they do predictive programming. Because like I said, this is what they want. This is what they've always wanted. I mean, if Bill Gates is actually alive, if he was actually alive, because he's not, but if he was, and he saw the walls closing in as he would, of course he would want a civil war. That's the way that these people have always escaped justice. And it's the same basic principle with the nuclear false flag event. This whole idea of the, you know, the dirty bomb going off and, you know, the air raid sirens and everybody running to their homes and running for safety. All of this is being done for a very specific reason. And that is to create an environment where the midterm election cycle, whoever takes control or whoever remains in power, suddenly becomes not as important in comparison to staying alive in a real life and death situation, a true emergency. And, you know, one of the recent Juan interviews that I saw, Liz Ball was asking Juan about the EBS, and he explained that in order for the EBS to be used, I mean, you think about it, even on 9/11, we didn't have the EBS, which is actually kind of amazing when you think about it. But that's to kind of set the stage for what he's really saying here, which is even 9/11 wasn't big enough to trigger the EBS. What is? Well, a nuclear event, a threat of a nuclear standoff. That's enough to trigger the EBS, and that's certainly enough to get people to forget about the midterms and forget about all this stuff coming out about COVID and forget about all of the revelations coming out about election 2020 and all of the criminality on Hunter's laptop and all of this information about Hillary. And then, of course, there's Epstein and there's Durham and there's, it just goes on, Assange. How do you distract away from all that? What do you need? Well, you need something bigger than that. And the one thing that's bigger than that is the threat of nuclear annihilation. And that is why we're going to have this Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. Because it's necessary strategically and tactically for a number of different reasons, like we've discussed, for Strategic Air Command to usurp, or I shouldn't say usurp, but really to take back or to take authority in this continuity of government battle that's been going on behind the scenes away from senior executive service, and to have all the computers scram all the information, all the data directly to Cheyenne Mountain. That is part of the reason that we have to have this nuclear standoff, but we also need it so that they can trigger the EBS, so that they can get everybody off the street, so that they can get everybody home and hopefully watching a TV that is not going to have mainstream media programming on it, so that they can begin to explain to people what's actually going on. That's the real reason. We need an event so big that's going to disrupt life for everyone across the country, indeed for everyone across the world for a period of time. It has to be that dramatic for these different reasons. And of course, because they're going to be engaged in military operations. They're going to be engaged in mass arrests. And it's during this time period that people are going to flock home to their loved ones. And the world is going to come to a standstill, and it's going to be scary. There's no doubt about it. Now, for us, we have a different perspective. When all this stuff starts happening, I think there's a part of us that's going to be just exhilarated that it's finally happening. But that's not to say that at the same time, as we're witnessing what's going on in the world and all this uncertainty and the rest of the world in complete chaos and confusion and fear and anger and rage and just complete terror because they have no idea what's going on. Yes, that's going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be frightening. But that's also the reason that we're here. It's like I talked about the other day. That's the reason that we were chosen for this. Because none of this matters at the end of the day if humanity doesn't come together and heal and unify. And what is going to be the driving force behind that? Us. We're going to be the spiritual guides. We're going to be the teachers. We're going to be the ones who are going to be explaining everything. And when they say that the enormity of what's coming is going to shock the world, folks, that is the understatement of a lifetime. Everyone's perception of reality is going to hit a brick wall. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know where to turn. They're going to feel as if somebody just shut off the lights and they're walking around in the darkness and they're going to be searching for lights to guide the way, to lead them, to help them understand, to help them heal, as we've helped each other all along the way. That's why we're here. And that's what the Great Awakening is all about. So as all these geopolitical events start unfolding and we start hearing about engagements taking place, military engagements, well, as long as the mainstream media is in play, they're going to tell you that it's the U.S. versus Russia. They're going to tell you anything that they can to try to make it appear as if World War III is beginning. But reality is that the alliance, this worldwide global military alliance that's led by Trump, is taking out the cabal. And there have been multiple things that have had to happen in order for us to get to this stage. They've had to clear out the dumbs. And my understanding is that they are mostly done with that. Sure, there may be certain areas that they still aren't in 100% control, but folks, a vast majority of the underground tunnels, of the dumbs, have been cleaned out. And that's to say nothing about what's been going on above us in space, which I haven't talked about in a bit, and certainly I'm going to be doing a podcast soon to be talking about the exopolitical angle. But there are so many different pieces to this puzzle that have had to come into place before they could make this final assault against the foot soldiers that remain, the elements of the cabal, the at least partially human elements that they haven't dealt with yet. And that is what I believe they are gearing up for over in Europe. Just as Russia is preparing a full-scale land invasion, we've got the 101st Airborne that shows up right next door. And yes, they're going to make it seem like it's Russia versus the USA. That's what they've always wanted. That's what they want you to believe. Anything that they can do to try to steer consciousness in a way to manifest what they want to have happen. That's why Bill Gates is out there saying civil war. Not the real Bill Gates, but regardless, it's predictive programming. They're going to do everything that they can to try to push this narrative, to manifest it somehow, some way. But the reality is, folks, it's the cabal that they're targeting. It's the cabal that they're engaging. And I am 100% confident in my analysis on that. Maybe not 100%, but 99.999% that this is a coordinated effort. A military alliance, coordinated effort to take down these cabal strongholds. We're going to have the illusion of world war. And yes, we may get close to civil war here in America, hopefully not too close. But it's not going to go in that direction, folks. You know, somebody commented on one of my posts the other day, very simple, but very important question. If they were going to kill us, then why would they bother to wake us up? If we were going to go to civil war, if we were going to go to world war, it already would have happened, folks. And certainly if Hillary had made it in there, I don't think any of us would even be alive at this point. But thank God that's not the timeline that we're on. That's not the direction that we're headed. This is an absolutely incredible moment. And so even if we see, and it's very likely that we're going to start hearing reports of a dirty bomb, of a nuclear false flag, a use of a tactical nuke, which I happen to think is just going to be a CGI illusion, that they can take a huge amount, a huge cache of explosives and blow it up and use CGI to make it look like there was a mushroom cloud. I mean, heck, they can do whatever they want with CGI. But I think it's all a part of this scripted movie that's necessary. They didn't just choose a nuclear strike out of a hat, a nuclear scare, and say, oh yeah, we'll go with that one. This was planned out for multiple decades. And there are so many different angles. And like I explained a moment ago, the only way that they can get all of their ducks in a row where they need them to be at a critical moment is a nuclear scare. And so that's what we're going to see. But it's not going to be real. Sure, it's going to trigger the EBS. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be scary. But we're going to know that this is all cover for the military moving in and making mass arrests and actually taking the rest of these evil demons off to Gitmo where they belong and getting on with these tribunals. And then, of course, ultimately getting answers to all of the unanswered questions that we have. Because let's face it, folks, we've been wandering around through the dark ourselves. We've been pooling all of our brain power and all of our analysis and all of our spiritual gifts to try to get closer to the truth. But there's so much deception out there. There are so many lies. There's so much fog of war that even the most brilliant mind out there can't make sense of all of it. But I happen to think that the answers that we seek are all going to come in due time. I don't believe that at the end of all of this, we're still going to be scratching our heads, wondering how this happened, how that happened. This massive knot is going to get untied, but it has to be done in a very artful way. That's why that it's taken this long, because it's all been designed not to get us to sit on our hands and not, you know, fight back or all, you know, this whole argument about Q being a psyop, which I've pretty much debunked, I think. And I'm no expert, but heck, I mean, if the entire purpose is to get people to sit on their hands and not organize and somehow think that at the end of the day, when they figure out that they got duped, that they're not going to fight back or they're not going to still have their teeth. Well, folks, that doesn't make any sense. If anything, the fighting spirit of Americans and really people all over the world, but right here in America, as an American, I can say the fighting spirit has only gotten stronger amongst patriots. And if it ever did get to a point where we had to fight for our freedom, we're more ready than we ever were. Sure, we may not have organized and because we don't think that we're actually headed in that direction. We don't really believe that we're headed for civil war. That's what the enemy wants us to believe. That's where they want to hurt us. We're saying no. But the bottom line is that if it ever did become necessary for us to fight for our freedom, we're just as ready. We're more than ready. We're more ready now than we've ever been. I mean, it's just absolute insane, an insane narrative to me to try to suggest that this Q operation would somehow weaken the resolve of the American people. In fact, it's done just the opposite. It's empowered us. And why would they want to wake us up prior to having a nuclear holocaust, prior to wiping us all out? They gave us a choice. Q emerged, it was about 5 years ago, in this single most epic military sharing operation that's ever happened in the history of the world. It was completely unprecedented. And to me, to make the argument that this was all geared toward leading us to slaughter doesn't make any sense at all. Now, people out there can have their own opinions, but I'm just giving you my take. So I think what we're looking at here, folks, in very short order, is perhaps a Hunter Biden arrest, but certainly a Trump arrest. Well, I shouldn't say certainly, but I'm giving you my sequence of events, the best that I can come up with at this point in time. A Trump arrest that works to shield him from blame, like I talked about. And then at that point, who knows, maybe we'll see a 25th Amendment move be made somewhere in there. But I do think that we are headed toward this Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0, this nuclear military standoff. Now, whether or not nuclear weapons really exist, like I said, jury's still out on that one, as far as I'm concerned. But I think that this is necessary. It's going to lead to the triggering of the EBS. And yes, I think that we're also at the same time, just like Juan explained, very strategically, China and Russia and Iran and North Korea and all of these different pockets are going to start erupting at the same time to stretch our military super thin. And yes, I think we're very likely at this stage going to see the mainstream media cut off. There's going to be some form of a comms blackout. And yes, there's going to be some form of martial law. If you've got a nuclear standoff going on, or you've got air raids sirens going off, I mean, I don't know how this is going to play out, but certainly they're going to be military on the streets. And one way or another, folks, we're going to have a period of martial law. And that's designed, ultimately, to keep people off the streets and keep them safe while the military moves in and they do what they need to do, which is perform mass arrests. And then begin, at the same time, disclosure on the election of 2020 and on COVID. And I've explained this before. I do think, because those are the two issues that are on the surface that people can see, that is horrible and disturbing and enraging it's going to be for people to find out, particularly about COVID, that they've been poisoned. This is going to be the first step in disclosure. And I've also talked about in the past why it's so important to understand that military tribunals are now going on in the Donbass. And they are opening up the door to crimes against humanity. And crimes against humanity is also going to come into play as far as COVID. You've got the election, which is the sedition, the treason, the collusion. And then you've got the pandemic, the plandemic, the bioweapon, the genocide. Crimes against humanity. And that is going to open up the door to public consciousness beginning to accept the far deeper, darker, more horrific truths of satanic ritual abuse, of adrenochrome harvesting, organ harvesting, human hybrid experimentation, rape, torture, the likes of which a normal mind can't even begin to wrap their brain around. And yes, all of this is going to come out. All of it's going to come out in tribunals. It's going to be, I think, the most difficult period in human history. We are going to go through a catharsis. We are going to go through a period of rage and pain like we've never, ever been through before. But it's going to be a rage and a pain that gets satisfied by justice and ultimately has the effect of unifying God's people around the most important issue, the most important resource, the most important life form, our children. There's nothing more precious than innocence. And that is what this experience is going to teach all of us. And at the same time, we're going to have the Gone with the Wind program. I believe all of these people who we thought were gone with the wind, and suddenly the wind changes, the wind shifts in a different direction, and we realize the scope of this plan. That it wasn't just a military plan. This is a cultural plan, that it involved literally every aspect of our society. And I do believe that there have been very, very important people, very famous people who we thought were gone, not just John F. Kennedy Jr., not just even Princess Di, but many, many, many celebrities who provided intel on the cabal, who went into hiding, who faked their own death, who are going to emerge. There's a lot of evidence out there, folks. You have to use your own discernment, come to your own conclusions. I'm not here to sell anybody. This is what I believe. I believe that they're going to be there to help humanity through this healing process along with all of us in order to explain the grand scope of this amazing plan to save the world. That even as us awakened Anons, I mean, I don't know percentage-wise how much of this we understand, but I can't imagine that we even come close to understand, to understanding the full scope. And that's part of why these people are going to be here. To help us heal, to help us move forward. And to show us that amidst all of this darkness, Amidst all of this evil, that there were always good people. There were always God's soldiers. There were always beacons of light that were there to uphold the standard against evil, because that is going to be very important for people too. Amidst all this darkness, to know that there was good all along the way. And initially, people aren't going to see that. They're just going to be focused on all the darkness. And that's why it's going to be very difficult. But what comes after that, folks, is a true golden age. I can't even begin to describe what it's going to be like. A world without disease, a world without poverty, a world without hunger, a world without constantly feeling tired and stressed and empty and disillusioned and fearful. A world of positive energy. A high-frequency planet with med beds, with economic justice, Nasara and Jasara, that's already being rolled out. Gold-backed currency, folks, the BRICS nations. You want to talk about something that's happening in plain sight? Of course, the media is not going to tell you that it's Nasara and Jasara. But the whole BRICS economic alliance is gold-backed. They are rolling out. They are leading the way. We haven't seen it here yet, but we're going to. The quantum financial system, all of it, folks, it's coming. Free internet, powered by Starlink. And yes, I happen to think that Elon Musk was swapped out. My buddy Ben Danklin actually shared something on his Telegram the other day, talking about Elon Musk, that, yeah, remember 3 years ago he wanted to put chips in everybody's brain? And he wanted to do it at the mall kiosk? Literally, that's not an exaggeration. Go back and look up Neuralink. And he was talking about having people show up at a kiosk in the mall to have a robot implant a brain chip. This is not the same guy who just moved into Twitter headquarters and who's reestablishing free speech on Twitter amidst so many other things. And of course, he's involved with SpaceX and Starlink. This is a major, major portion of the puzzle here. I don't think that this is the same guy. But this is one of many, many, many surprises that we're in store for. Make no mistake about it. But we're going to have economic justice. We're going to have freedom to be able to pursue our passions, to be able to wake up in the morning and live our lives according to our passions, to follow our spirit in whichever direction it takes us, to go to different planets, to have hover cars. I mean, there's just, I could go on and on. Now, whether or not people believe in all these things, again, I'm not trying to sell you on it, folks. This is what I believe. I believe in this quantum future. These Q phones are supposedly amazing. And I'm going to be talking about those in a future episode. But during this period, humanity is going to learn its true history. We're going to embark on a true golden age. It's going to be absolutely incredible, folks. And this is what we need to be focusing on in the final stages of this war. So hopefully you folks enjoyed this podcast and analysis. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Please take a moment to subscribe to me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, folks, check out the links in the description and follow me on Telegram. There's a link in the description for that, and Truth Social as well. And check out patriotunderground.shop. I have a really great collection of items in there, t-shirts, hoodies, beer mugs, stickers, very affordably priced. Pick up an item or two today, folks. Please help me out. Support me financially so that I can move closer to the direction where I want to go, which is doing this full time. But right now, I'm doing the best I can to deliver high-quality analysis to you as often as I can. And thank you so much to everybody out there who has supported me along the way. And by the way, a special thank you to my patrons out there. This video, this podcast will be posted on Patreon first as a way to say thank you to all my patrons. And that's the way it's going to be moving forward. God bless each and every one of you. Also, folks, Want to remind everybody before I sign off, check out PatriotSwitch.com. Link in the description. This is the best company out there for your personal and household items. The best supplements that you can buy. The best essential oils. It just goes on and on. The perks of this company are amazing. Over a 90% retention rate. More than 2 million people have signed up. They stick around for a reason, folks. This is an amazing company. And of course, this is a company that is aligned with your value system. And that is the reason why you hear me talk about them. That's the reason I made the switch myself. And I've never looked back, and I never plan on looking back. One of the best moves that I've made. So PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link today. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.